Back to Huskies Drive Time. Just got a couple minutes or so, but we get Coach Jennings on from the Michigan Tech volleyball team coming off of their weekend hosting the Joey Seafood and Grill Keweenaw Classic. The Huskies get a win over the weekend and I think played some tremendous competition. And that's what you're looking for, I guess, Coach. Did you get a good read on this team early in the year from watching these games this past weekend?
I did. Thanks for having me, guys. I think we did. And I think that was the whole purpose, at least from the team's perspective of the weekend. There's no doubt there was a lot of good volleyball and a lot of good competition. And having a team that really has only been together for about 3 weeks as a unit, 4 weeks as a unit now, I learned a lot. I mean, I learned that we're tough. I learned that we're resilient. And I learned that when we're clicking, we can beat a lot of teams. This is a good standard to put ourselves up against early in the season as we get into GLIAC play here. The teams we faced this weekend, I think each one of them would do well in our league, and it gives us an opportunity to kind of gauge where we're at going in.
Well, Coach, over the weekend, Jackie Aird was named the defender to the all-tournament team. She played well for you, and you kind of expected that. She was one of your team captains coming to the season, but talk about her play.
Yeah, no, Jackie's just a stellar volleyball player. I mean, bottom line, she is one of the best liberos in our league and really one of the better readers on defense that I've ever seen. That performance she put out against Upper Iowa, I think, was a couple of digs short of a single game record. 80 digs over the weekend, that puts her over 4 per set. She's our captain, she's our leader, and she's just she had a phenomenal weekend, and it was really nice to see the coaches recognize her for her efforts, for sure.
Ellie Heenan, I know, was another bright spot throughout the weekend. Talk about her play, Coach.
Oh, Ellie's a doll. Ellie's just a pleasure to have on the team. She's so resilient. I mean, there was a Winona State was probably our toughest match for us in terms of what we put out there, and they kind of got her number there for a little bit. But the thing you see is she bounces back with a smile, gets the next ball, doesn't carry the play before it into the current play, and then all weekend long, she's going back and ripping big serves. In fact, when we made our comebacks versus Bemidji State, I mean, every set that we won, we were down by at least 5, and it was no coincidence that we made our comebacks when Ellie went back there and ripped some serves for us. She had a great weekend.
How about some other players, newcomers to the team that you thought really stepped up for us?
Yeah, I think Haley Hart back there with Jackie and Ellie, just so poised, so solid, incredibly athletic, as probably a lot of people got to see. And then our two middles. They are going to be kind of the core of what our offense is able to do going forward once we have all the pieces in place there. There were moments of brilliance with them, and I think for two freshman middles like that to do what they did against some experienced blocking was pretty nice to see. Not to mention in that third set versus Duluth there, the blocking that they put up against one of the best teams in the country was quite impressive.
Well, you head on the road now to Lake State. Talk about their team and what you're expecting from them.
Yeah, you know, they always give us fits. It's a team that the team knows by now that I take every team very seriously. But Lake State is a UP rival. We've had their number here, you know, since I've been here. But I think they're coming for us. I think they feel like they're due for a win, and they certainly are capable of doing some things. I think they're working through some of the process right now, and I truly think we're the better team. But we'll see, you know. And then we go down to Northwood, which has been a good program the last couple years. They have a new coach, and they're without their two-time player of the year, or their two-time MVP at least. It's a different look from that team, so we'll have to do some good scouting here and get ready for it.
All right, Coach, good luck on the road, and hopefully get a couple of wins brought back here on your way home. The Michigan Tech volleyball team heading to Lake State University Friday night at 7. They'll play at Northwood Saturday afternoon at 5. Thanks, Coach, for joining us. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you guys very much.
All right, that's Coach Matt Jennings, and that is Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93. I want to remind you about the hockey picnic this afternoon, 5:30, and some other things going on at home this weekend, too, for tennis, right?
Yeah, we got women's tennis, like I said, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, all at home against Southern Division opponents. So it should be a good time out there. Always come out and check it out. You don't have to stay for a long time, but come get a flavor of some college tennis. They play well, especially at the top flights there. Obviously, we've got more soccer coming up this weekend, and then we're a week and a half away from home football as homecoming comes early this year, September 20th. Huskies taking on Saginaw Valley State. So we're looking forward to everything going on this weekend, and don't forget to get your tickets for all of our sports, especially for hockey, and season tickets still available. Single game tickets for everything is available, and we're looking forward to opening up hockey season and football season at home here soon.
That is Huskies Drive Time. Thanks to Wes. Thanks to all the coaches here on Mix 93 WKMJ.